This is CliffCentral.com.
So I woke up listening to Chiwoni Somarai. I remembered her. She was such an amazing musician. And unfortunately, she had to pass on, and may her soul rest in peace. But on a lighter note, welcome to the Gilmore T5 here on Cliff Center. And it's Friday, 1 p.m. And we're going to be dishing you with information from Zimbabwe, about Zimbabwe, and from Zimbabweans. And our guest this week could not make it, but the show must go on. Surely, the show must go on. And so what I'm going to basically do today is to just share information on what made headlines in Zimbabwe, especially when you look at social media, hashtag ZANU-PF, hashtag MDC Alliance, hashtag Zim Decides 2018. We're trending at number 1, 2, and 3. So I'm going to touch a little bit on why they were trending and what people were talking about, looking at Twitter and all social media platforms. And also, the president of Zimbabwe finally speaks out about what happened in Bulawayo, the bombings that happened at White City. The Victoria Falls Carnival has also released the list of artists that are going to be performing in Victoria Falls, and also the Harare Carnival is coming back this year, so I'm going to talk a little bit about that. And one more thing, the Zimbabwe rugby team slept on the streets in Tunisia, so we're going to hear more about what happened and why they slept on the streets. And guess what? It's extremely, extremely cold in Bulawayo. That's where I'm doing the show from this week. I don't know how it is where you are listening from, but Bulawayo is cold. I think it's like 10 degrees Celsius, or if it's not below that. We're back in the UK now, and I guess maybe the British colonized us and they thought, you know what, let's send the weather, seeing that they took their land back. But anyway, you can get a hold of me on all social media platforms. The hashtag is GTEEVibe, and you can tweet me at GilmoreTEE, and also the station at CliffCentral.com. But if you are not able to do all these and you just want to tune in, or you want your friends to tune in, please let them know that they can tune in on www.cliffcentral.com, and they can also download the application on Android, on iOS, and any other platforms, Play Store, the application is Cliff Central. So let's talk Zim and hear more about what's happening in Zimbabwe. So you know what, last week I put out a post on Twitter and social and all social media platforms rather, asking for Zimbabwean musicians to submit their songs or links to their songs, and unfortunately very few people came through. And I think sometimes we want to complain about a lot of stuff, like, oh, we don't get airplay, oh, we don't get the support, oh, we don't get this. And I just feel, as human beings, if there's an opportunity, we do not go for the opportunity, or we actually don't do anything about it, but we're quick to complain. And that's the only thing that we seem to do, complain and complain and complain. But anyway, from those that responded, I received a lot of Zim Hip Hop music. So I'm assuming that Zim Hip Hop is what's holding the Zimbabwean music industry at the moment, because I had music coming through from people like Young Tyrion, ASAP Stones, Moyo, Muse, Ten Diamond, Few Kings, PD the Ghost, Takura. That's the kind of music that I have, and I'm going to be playing that music here throughout the show. And you get to hear more of Zimbabwean music and Zimbabwean hip-hop, especially seeing that I do not have any other type of music playing on today's show, and also just giving you what's happening in the newspapers. I'm going to be reading from a lot of newspapers like The Herald, The Chronicle, The Edge Metro, The B Metro, and the other online platforms from Zimbabwe that provide information about what transpires in Zimbabwe. So you don't want to miss this show. I'm going to jump straight into the entertainment news, and here is what made the headlines in Zimbabwe. All right, so there was so much that happened in the entertainment space, and we had an article that came out in the Herald, which was talking about how social media influencers are going to be honored. So this was written by Bongai Mbara, who's an arts correspondent for the Herald. So it went on to say, after successfully hosting the inaugural Zimbabwean Blog Awards early this year, local organizer Tribe of Influencers has returned with debut Zimbabwean Social Media Awards in an effort to honor individuals and brands that are producing innovative content and excelling at utilizing social media. An online platform has been opened for the public to nominate their favorite social media personalities. So the nominees must, however, have social media platforms that have attracted more than 5,000 followers, and their presence on these platforms should be no less than 6 months. So in a statement, the Tribe Influencers Business Director Kudzanai Tuotlana said the awards are meant to recognize and reward the most influential Zimbabwean social media brands and personalities. So Tuotlana was quoted saying, the Zimbabwean Social Media Awards are primarily meant to highlight the marketing value of referrals, word of mouth, and third-party endorsements. We want the brands to know that influencers exist in Zimbabwe and that they can prove their influence by mobilizing their followers to vote for them. The awards are also also an effective way of promoting best practices in social media marketing. So the categories rather vary from top Facebook Live Influencer Instagrammer of the Year, Twimbo of the Year, which is Twitter Influencer of the Year, YouTube of the Year, Snapchatter of the Year, Facebooker of the Year, Best Facebook Group, Best WhatsApp Group, etc. So right, so this is what basically is going to happen, is happening in Zimbabwe, and people are encouraged to just make sure that they vote for their favorite people on social media, and also make sure that they, companies and brands realize that there is people that are actually influencers, and they use social media to actually send out messages and to influence those that follow them. So, you know, the whole influencer in Zimbabwe is just coming to a peak right now. Not many companies were catching up to that, but you've seen a lot of people coming on board and making sure they're using people that have influence on social media. So we hope that many people benefit from this and you get paid from all this, and make a living or earn some money and get that back into your account. And moving right along from the Chronicle, on July the 5th, there was a headline saying that Zim Modeling recognizes Sarah's contribution. So this is an article by Bongani Ndlovu, who's a showbiz correspondent for the Chronicle, and the article goes on to say the Miss Tourism Zimbabwe Bulawayo finals, taking place this Saturday, which is tomorrow, will be held in honor of veteran modeling guru Sarah Mpofu-Smanda for her immense contribution to the modeling fraternity. The pageant will be held at the Rainbow Hotel, with the theme being Unveiling the Beauty of Zimbabwe. Bulawayo provincial license holder Nobesu Tumasango said that they wanted to honor Mpofu, an accomplished actress who is the Miss Tourism Zimbabwe national license holder, while she is still living. So the mistake we often make is that we wait for someone to die and then we start celebrating and praising them. It's for this reason that we want to honor Sarah Mpofu when she's still alive, for her positive contribution to the modeling and beauty industry for over 30 years, said Masango. So Mpofu-Smanda, who runs Fingers Modeling Agency, has been grooming models and organizing beauty contests such as Miss Bulawayo, Miss Africa, Miss Zimbabwe, Miss Tourism Zimbabwe for over 20 years, and to her credit, she has played a role in molding the career of successful models, including former Miss Bulawayo and Miss Tourism Zimbabwe chairperson Sibusisiwe Dube, former Miss Tourism Zimbabwe's Caroline Marufu, Samantha Chuma, Ashley Morgan, Lungile Mate, and many, many, many more people. And she's also one of the people that I personally look up to, and I'm glad that this is happening, because in many cases in Zimbabwe and anywhere else in the world, people start celebrating you when you've gone and you've passed on. So bravo to Masango for initiating this and making sure that this happens, and we honor Miss Sarah Mpofu-Smanda while she's still alive. In an article on Edge Metro, I saw a headline that says, I'm free. Stunner speaks out on Olinda Titan marriage. So according to H Metro, popular rapper Desmond Stunner Chidiema has stemmed rumors that he celebrated ex-wife's Olinda's wedding to singer Titan by declaring that he is finally free. Olinda is walked down the aisle with boyfriend Rather, Olinda walked down the aisle with boyfriend Tyson on Friday, officially becoming Mrs. Nkomo. While people were raving about Tyson and Olinda's pictures, Stunner took to Facebook and posted a graphic post inscribed, "Finally, I am free." Most people were convinced Stunner was rejoicing in his ex Olinda being out of the picture and officially out of his life following the endless drama the two were embroiled in. Stunner denied the claims. "I am not controversial. I just don't waste my time. So when I speak, you know, kutipane nyaya. I did not talk or post about any ex. The chance was always there, and my answer was no. Then, and it will be no again and again," said Stunner. So Stunner went on to say he was referring to his own music project, and Olinda's nuptials were just a mere coincidence. So I wonder if we still have drama about that. And listen, Titan is married to Olinda now. All the best to him, and I hope they're going to keep their relationship out of Facebook Lives and out of Twitter runs and out of Instagram Lives. Seeing that Instagram has got that live thing going on and that TV thing going on, I hope Olinda is going to keep away their relationship from that, and they're going to have a healthy marriage. All the best, guys, and yeah, all the best. That's what I can say. And moving right along, the Victoria Falls Carnival has unveiled its lineup, and Lady Zama is going to be headlining alongside Prince KB, alongside Freshly Ground, and a whole lot of other people are going to be headlining the Victoria Falls Carnival this year. I'm just hoping that we're going to have more Zimbabwean acts actually being part of this, because of late we have been having too many South African acts headlining the Vic Falls Carnival. And of course, I understand it's organized by South Africans, but it's also important that we have our own artists who will basically also perform at this carnival. So preparations have started, and Tivashki, who's a spokesperson for this, says iFlix, a subscription video on demand service, has been taken over by Kwesi, so they didn't want to commit on sponsoring the carnival this year. However, we are still in talks with another sponsor who is committed to sponsor the event. So a new entry will be MTV, who will assist with the build-up of the event on their popular music channel on DSTV. The popular train party will once again be held on the second day of the carnival, this time being December the 29th, and the party on board will be different this year, as it will have more DJs playing compared to previous editions where Vic Falls Carnival DJ Francis was the only one. So again, like I said, I'm hoping that many people are going to come through and perform at the Vic Falls Carnival. So let me just take a little break and hit you with a song by Muse. It's called The Whole Thing.
Let me clear up this misunderstanding. So many don't understand this, so quickly call us arrogant. Stop, it's simple, we as rappers and MCs in the Z-dub are finding it quite difficult to get judged by non-hip-hop heads. I see no legitimateness in the fact that you sit behind a very desk. Wish my disc will be sliding across, time I put y'all in the crosshairs, cause I've been hitting at this from a distance. Now let me be frank and squeeze off at point blank, put an end to being observant, show you that I ain't scared to pick up a big stick and poke at the bear. It's extremely rare for cats of my genre rare to take a stand and be the voice for the voiceless. It's risky business, but somebody's gotta make these choices. The delivery confident, the train of thought is competent, but I'm just trying to...
Right, that's a song from Muse saying that it's time that we recognize. It's just encouraging everybody that we recognize and promote the culture and recognize those that are doing a lot of work. And just to write on his song, I would also like to acknowledge the Miss Tourism Zimbabwe people for recognizing Sarah Mpofu's founder while she's still alive, because in many cases, we only do that when people have died. And talking about recognition, I'm sure most of you saw the article, or rather, pictures that were circulating on social media of the Zimbabwe rugby team sleeping on the street in Tunisia. And you know, those pictures went viral, and soon after that a statement was sent out by the Tunisian authority, and this is according to the Herald sports reporter. So it went on to say the Tunisians have rejected claims that they ill-treated the Zimbabwe Sables delegation and claimed the visitors were in the mood to cause problems for them from the moment they arrived in Tunis. There has been widespread condemnation of the way the Sables were treated, including being given a substandard lodge, which they rejected, with the Zimbabweans ending up sleeping on the streets. The Tunisians, though, hit back with a statement yesterday saying that as part of our efforts to grow rugby awareness everywhere in our country and following the decentralization policy of sports events by the Ministry of Sports and Youth Affairs, the Tunisians Rugby Union decided to organize the Rugby African Gold Cup matches qualifiers for the 2019 World Cup in Japan against its counterpart Zimbabwe in the city of Beja on July the 7th, 2018, the statement said. An organizing committee was appointed to ensure the good running of this event after several visits at the match venue and accommodation sites, after various meetings with local authorities, and after studying the tournament manual and hosting agreement. The Hotel Aledono was chosen as accommodation for the Zimbabwean team. The hotel is close to the stadium where the match will take place and meets the requirements. A two-star is approved by the Ministry of Tourism. It is important to note that the delegation of Zimbabwe started complaining as soon as they arrived on the 2nd of July 2018 at 1200 hours at the Tunis Kateg Airport. Indeed, the head of the delegation refused to pay the entry visa fees of Tunisian territories, 60 dinars per person, explaining that he did not have the amount requested, knowing that the Tunisian Union had previously informed Rugby Africa by mail on the 8th of June 2018, informing them on all these procedures that go beyond the prerogatives of the union. Nevertheless, the head of the delegation persisted in not paying these fees, which caused a long delay for the members of the delegation and a four-hour delay. We had to contact CEO of Rugby Union, who spoke on the phone with the head of delegation of Zimbabwe, who subsequently agreed to pay the invoice of the visa fees. It is important to know that these visa procedures are common between African countries. So the delegation left the airport at around 4 p.m., leaving all the passports behind for the customs officers to finalize the procedures and in order to avoid further delays. But unfortunately, we had a lot of pictures circulating on social media, and unfortunately, local officials tried to talk and negotiate with the head of delegation but were unsuccessful. So this went on to have delays and also leading to what happened, the misfortune of seeing the Zimbabwean team sleeping at the airport and sleeping on the streets, delays at the airport and all these things. But hey, drama. But I would personally just would like to voice out on this issue. I feel that as the African continent, we should try to also lessen our restrictions on entering into each other's countries, because there's no way we're going to promote trade and exchange of goods or business if we're going to have such strict restrictions. If we lighten our restrictions, possibly we're going to have a better continent, because we're going to have a lot of interaction and business dealings that we do in our countries. But either way, I feel like the head of delegation of the Zimbabwe national team could have held this way more professional than just merely refusing, yet communication was sent out to you. That's just one side of the story. But moving right along, the Harare International Carnival invites artists to register. This is according to an article that was published on the 5th of July in the Chronicle. So the showbiz correspondent went on to say the Zimbabwe Tourism Authority has called on all artists wishing to participate at the forthcoming Harare International Carnival to register with them through their respective provincial offices. The carnival will be held from the 17th to the 21st of July. Last year's carnival saw a number of groups from different countries, including the Samba Queens from Brazil, parading on the streets of Harare. So ZTA head of corporate affairs Godfrey Corti said they want as many artists to participate in order to promote cultural tourism. Our event is open to all artists. There's those we shall obviously approach because they are hot property, but everyone else is welcome to participate, said Court team. And just like Zimbabwe is open to business, I guess this is the situation with regards to the Harare International Carnival. So yes, that's the news that we have so far, and I think I have one more article that I just want to touch on. Apparently there's a Blue Jazz Festival that's going to be coming soon, and Amara Brown is going to be headlining that. So an article in the Chronicle went on to say songwriter Amara Brown will kick off her summer shows in the city of Kings next month when she headlines the Blue Jazz Festival. The festival slated for the 3rd of August will be held at the Homestead Conference Center, and it will feature artists such as Ramsey K, the Big K Band, Tandy Lana, Gugu and the African Rhymes, the Prosper and the Smart Beds Band, Fusion, Anotila and Shadows Band, and Nyasha Bothwell, and a lot of other people that are going to be performing. So festival organizer Desire Malaba Joe said they were hosting the event to try and revive the jazz genre in Bulawayo. So he went on to say, "We noticed that the jazz genre is fading in Bulawayo because jazz singers are not getting the platform to perform. We therefore want to try and revive it by hosting this festival." She said that they had invited Amara as she has roots in jazz music. So I'm sorry, I don't know if Desire is a man or it's a female, but yeah, the article sometimes says he and sometimes says she. And Amara Brown is a person who started off doing jazz music, but like many other artists in Zimbabwe, she changed to other genres because jazz wasn't paying. She will headline at the festival, but the rest of the artists are from Bulawayo, as we want people here to get to know them and see how much talent the city has. Listen, first of all, I don't even think Amara Brown is a jazz artist. There's other people that could have headlined, like Edith Voltonga, like Prudence Kwatomene, like Victor Kunonga, like Tarune Gitare, or etc. I don't know how to have Amara Brown at a jazz festival. Does that work? Does that not work? I don't know. Maybe it's just they're having Amara Brown because she has a lot of attention and they want people to come through because it's Amara Brown. But otherwise, there's other people that could have headlined this Bulawayo jazz festival. So let's get along with the music. We're gonna play a song, we're gonna do a double play. We're gonna play Mambo and we're gonna play Vascana from Few Kings, and Mambo is from ASAF, produced by Raya Beats. So here we go with Mambo and Vascana. I'm wanting the top spot, feeling like my throne. I'm feeling for job, pick the status for my boss. Doing damage in the bar, doing damage to the budget. Then you know my city love it, no soul, I'm a touch it. And I'm trying to show the youth in the burg, I'm a power they have. Can we elevate the city with rap? Man, I swear the victory has tastes better than a different drama. Ain't no black, I'm saving Wakanda. So Mulu is a Jedi, Mulu is a Jedi. Motivation if you're trying to get right.
Busy sending flowers, looking like attack of the daisies. These days can't be lazy. Oh wait, hell nah, these ones crazy. Matter of fact, these ones made me. So if you ever get a chance, better give these ones babies. Yeah, I said it, post that on Reddit. Them girls give me life, sweet, no edit. Pick what to send her, then press FedEx. Get the ring, then fly straight quadmedic. Short or nada, either way, soon as he paid, he buy Prada.
Well, that was ASAP and Few Kings giving us some sound of Zim Hip Hop. And earlier on, I mentioned that we've got hashtags that were trending throughout the week, and we had MDC Alliance, ZANU PF, and Zim Decides 2018 trending throughout the week. As you know, that in Zimbabwe, we're going towards our elections, so definitely there's going to be a lot of conversation around the political parties that are competing and the political parties that are basically wanting to take control and power again in Zimbabwe. So With the MTC Alliance, I see there's an article from @263, rather a video from 263 saying that what is the difference between MDCT and MDC Alliance? So it's the same question that I ask myself, because I'm also just as confused as many people that also following these political parties in terms of the differences. These political parties seem to be splitting all the time. So then it makes us wonder, as people that are supposed to vote, on which party we should vote for, because if they can't keep themselves together, how then do they keep an entire country together? So it's a question that many people are asking. And then there's a tweet from @Tojitaura, which is saying he's MDC Alliance wishful president, meaning Chamisa, not people's president, because he is not my president. My president is Comrade Edie Mnangagwa. And then someone called lady called Ed Mashoko said MDC Alliance has nothing to offer to Chivu community. I will be voting for Emmerson Mnangagwa. And someone just responded to Advocate Maher saying it is Honorable Jason Passed, a current member of parliament for the area, who won by more than 4,000 votes in 2013. Indications he will be a bigger margin this time. The way you failed to mention the other independents in a way, MDC Alliance say Udaku Bataure Rama Fosere. And then someone says that MDC Alliance President Ed Nelson Chamisa requests urgent meeting with the full Zimbabwe Electoral Committee Commission. I can't seem to say that word. And there's another tweet that says, yes, we Zimbos need to do things for Zimbos, by Zimbos, for the benefit of Zimbos, which is why we are applauding the actions of MDC Alliance and advocating for other players to respond to the clarion call by Nelson Chamisa. The only problem is those satisfied with the status quo of suffering Zimbos. And someone says MDC Alliance has been using school children, just in case you missed it, no, to cheap political point scoring. The electorate is not foolish. We know that the race is getting tight for your end. The incumbent is gaining popularity and you are panicking. What is your strategy, MDC Alliance? And there is a tweet from @Bolawe 24 News which says the MDC Alliance led by Nelson Chamisa said it plans a street protest in the capital of Harare. And then someone says that, hey guys, if I say I like Sada, there's someone going to say it's against MDC Alliance, since Chamisa likes rice. Articulate issues and stop attacking referees. And there's a tweet from PM Mnangagwa which says MDC Alliance will field the molecular biological Jonah Mamombe for MC, for MP in Harare West. She is quite active at peaceful protests, got tortured and arrested in activism against the most feared government of Robert Mugabe, but remained persistent in the fighting for real change. Chamisa Chete Chete, and she's actually called Johanna Mamombe. So these are just tweets around the hashtag MDC Alliance. And then the Chronicle Zimbabwe says, in Chivu, MDC Alliance leader Nelson Chamisa tells his supporters that his party will not boycott elections. He pledges to transform Chivu town so that it will have multiple story buildings and a hub of business. Hashtag Zim Elections 2018. So these are the tweets from the hashtag MDC Alliance. I almost said MTV because I'm MTV Sugar and MTV based. And moving right along to the hashtag ZANU-PF, there's a tweet from a lot of people, and one in particular from @Mutore. It says, "Dai ZANU-PF yango dzidzawo chinhu one hacho pa World Cup apa kuti aidyiwa ngabude zvisina mere mere," meaning that if only ZANU-PF could learn from the World Cup, that whoever loses should just leave without a lot of noise. So they were saying that ZANU-PF should just go if they lose and stops causing a lot of pain in Zimbabwe. And someone says, Thomas Magaisa says, "Every Zimbabwean vote ED 2018 and every ZANU-PF representative, we want 98% win." So these are supporters of ZANU-PF. And there's another tweet from Shingi Change which says, "Sad part is we associate someone else's win with our own, just like we do when we watch soccer. People will celebrate Kuti Isube ZANU-PF ta winner, but what's really in it for the person as an individual? Said reality." And there's another tweet that is from Tino Varura, which says, "Of the 1958 local authority wards in Zimbabwe, 90 are unsupposed for the 2018 harmonized elections, of which 84 have only ZANU-PF candidates, while the MDC has fielded 6 candidates melodies for the remainder of the unopposed words. So what are their age? Because ZANU-PF youth is minimum 45 years old. This is at Peter Mugi. And then someone says, wow, the temperature thing is interesting. So ZANU-PF can actually play around with temperatures to suit their needs. Or the med service was also part of the rigging. So, you know, supporters of ZANU-PF and MDC Alliance are coming in and they are all fighting on social media platforms. And, yeah, I mean, all the best to anybody and everybody who is part of these elections and is hoping to win. And, obviously, ultimately to all this talk on politics, there's the hashtag ZIM Decides 2018, which is basically talking about how young Zimbabweans and how Zimbabweans in general should be a part of change within Zimbabwe. And there's a tweet from Elias Sarai, which says to all Zimbabwe political parties, I don't need any of your regalia to support you. I need sound economic recovery policy focus and not retaliate. Hashtag ZIM Decides 2018. Hashtag ZIM Elections 2018. And then Tashinga Manyere says it's funny when people like AC Lumumba create YouTube channels to get Google Ads revenue while campaigning for ED and discrediting other people acting like political analysts. Once a ZANU-PF, always a Hamuchinje. We all know that we want hashtag ZIM Decides 2018. And then at Prime View TV ZW says the Zimbabwe Defense Forces has described a malicious and baseless press reports that it will rig the country's forthcoming general elections in favor of the ruling party ZANU-PF. And hopefully this is not going to happen, because we all know what happened in November the 17th, 2017. And then a charity Yava says, speaker at MDC Alliance rally in Mavuku says, Musie 30 July hapana alikufa, vanhu vachazotanga kufa musi wa 31 July, my elections are better because munhu wese must vote. So they said no one should die before the 30th of July. People should start dying from the 31st of July going onwards, because we want everybody to vote. So Zimbabwe is just going to be going to vote on the 31st of July, on the 30th of July, 31st of July, and we would like to encourage here at the Game of Zimbabwe, we'd like to encourage every Zimbabwean to go and vote and make sure that we bring change that we want to see in our beautiful nation of Zimbabwe, because we want everything to happen accordingly and also work out for the rest of the nation. I'm just going to touch a little bit before I take another song. I'm going to touch a little bit on the article that I saw on the Herald, which says the president opens up on bomb scares. So this is an article by Tendai Mugabe, senior reporter for the Herald. He went on to write saying that President Mnangagwa has for the first time opened up on circumstances surrounding his 1964 arrest after bombing the Rhodesian steam locomotive in Fort Victoria, now Mashingo, revealing how he was forced to hold an explosive device during interrogation by security personnel for the Ian Smith regime. So last week, the president miraculously survived another bomb attack at White City Stadium in Bulawayo, which claimed two lives and injured more than 40 others. The Herald can also inclusively review that the president escaped by admitting that he was responsible for the bombing, the whatever. Anyway, listen. I'm trying to find where there is interesting what exactly this article is about, because so the president Mnangagwa continues saying, I was then taken to another office where the this is all about what happened back then, but I was hoping that this article could have more information on what exactly he has to say about the bombings that happened in Bulawayo. But apparently from this article there's a full story that is going to come on the Saturday Herald, which is tomorrow, so possibly I can give an update on the next week's shows. But I was hoping that there's going to be more information on his thoughts and his sharing on what he on what happened at White City Stadium in Bulawayo during the bombings, not what happened before then. But hey, so moving right along, I'm going to play a song from Stones Moyo. He's got a song called Isikupusami, and possibly I'll try to do it back to back, but then we can still do play one song, Isikupusami by Stones Moyo, and we'll move on to other things and other stories that made headlines in Zimbabwe. So here we go with Stones Moyo, and this is a new artist. I never knew about this guy until just now, so hey, I'm wondering what he has to say. Lampilo MC Mapop, music is my therapy, the only way I'm set free. Never listen to what they telling me. I remember dealing with chicks that never felt me. Now they hear my tracks like, ooh, never knew stars could rap like that. I'm like, shut up.
never knew me to begin with. I remember all this night, I was sleepless. Felt stupid till I got you sick. Now I'm feeling like I could be the greatest. It's the greatest feeling in the world. Man, I feel like nobody could ever take me off. And as a kid, I was shy till I picked up my pen and I started to write. Now the shy kid has got the mic. So I know for a fact that my stars spot is sharp bright, yeah.
Being out of school for some.
So the whole point of the Game Motif Vibe is also to promote new talent and those that are just basically pushing their hustle and make sure that their voices are heard. So shout out to Stones Moyo for sending through your EP to me, and I appreciate your music and I would like to wish you all the best in everything that you're going to do. So according to the Chronicle, the government has put measures in place to transform Wange Colliery. I think earlier during this year I mentioned something about what was happening in Wange, where there was an article that said Wange up for sale as if it's the entire town. So Vice President General Chiengwa said government has put in place a raft of measures for Wange Colliery Company Limited to return to its status as one of the biggest employers in the country. Addressing ZANU-PF supporters at the Colliery Stadium, Vice President Chiengwa said the government was also working to ensure that workers at the company are paid outstanding salaries. There are problems here in Wange from the days of colonization and after independence which are yet to be solved. That's why I brought Minister Chitando, because we want to transform Wange. That's what the VP said. So the problems that dodged Wange Colliery Company Limited to the point of almost closing in 2016 will not happen under this dispensation, meaning the new dispensation. The vice president said government was working towards ensuring that the company pays employees outstanding salaries. He went on to say the government has a zero tolerance for corruption and will weed out all corrupt elements. In September, we will be commissioning underground mining here to return the Wange Colliery to its olden days. The government will pour money into Wange Colliery so that it increases its capacity. As we work towards ensuring that we pay salaries, let's not engage in demonstrations like we did before or engage in disruptive behavior. We have heard your pleas, but let us be patient. The government is working on something. The vice president said it is the President Mnangagwa's vision to see Zimbabwe being the unitary state with a devolved system of governance. He assured chiefs that the government will fix roads in the area. And of course, talking about roads, I think we need to fix the roads. Last week I was in Harare and doing some project there with an amazing filmmaker called Andy Carter. And when I was there, just the state of the roads in Harare along the Parinyato Street, where it's one of the biggest hospitals in the country, is terrible, for lack of a better word. I mean, there's so many potholes everywhere. There's so many accidents that can be caused by those potholes. I mean, I'm talking about potholes that are deeper than just a normal pothole. So I would really appreciate if the government or whoever comes in power on the 30th of July or the 31st of July fixes the roads and the systems in Zimbabwe, because we need a better country and we need our people to be safe on these roads, not for us to drive with our hearts in our hands. And also another article that was in the Chronicle by VP was headlined, "We will take over construction of Cholocho Stadium." So the government has resolved to take over the construction of Cholocho Stadium, with Masibelani North expected to be transformed into the country's prime tourism and energy hub. Vice President Constantino Chiongwa has said, speaking during a ZANU-PF rally at Cholocho Business Center, the VP Chiongwa said Masibelani North is endowed with rich mineral resources and wildlife, including the mighty Victoria Falls making it an ideal center for tourism and energy. The ZANU-PF government will implement devolution of power and responsibility once elected into power, which will see each and every town and province benefiting from its own resources depending on the varying sectors of economy they specialize in. In Matabeleland North, the province is rich in minerals and tourism, hence under the devolved system of governance, it will be the country's center of tourism and energy, he said. I wonder how far much true this is, because we have seen this statement being thrown around as an effort to garner votes from people, and it's been 38 years and nothing has happened in the country. So I wonder what's going to happen. But hey, let's move on to more opposition information. According to the Herald, Chamisa has met with Mugabe. So there was reports that MDC Alliance leader Nelson Chamisa met former President Robert Mugabe and his wife Grace in Dubai, where they agreed on a 20-member cabinet team if he wins the elections on the 30th of June. Mr. Mugabe continues to involve himself in politics even though he resigned last year in November. And so Mr. Chamisa boasted over the weekend at a rally in Vurui in Mashonaland Central Province that he was confident of getting at least one vote from Mr. Mugabe even if the whole country decided not to vote for him in the harmonized elections. Sources close to the development said Mr. Chamisa met Mr. Mugabe in Dubai after the former head of state flew from Singapore, where he's reportedly receiving treatment for an ailment. The two met at a G40 capitalist. Mr. Patrick Joao is making frantic efforts to have National Patriotic Front leader General Ambrose Mutinire withdraw his presidential candidate and support Mr. Chamisa. So hey, this is what's happening in terms of politics, and everybody keeps wanting to gain votes and everybody keeps wanting to be heard. So yeah, all the best to everybody who's participating in the politics on the 30th and the 31st. And yeah, moving to sports, Zimbabwe knocked out despite Miri's 94. So Pakistan had 163 for 3 and they beat Zimbabwe which had 162. So on Tuesday, Solomon Mire was most vocal about the pain of seeing Zimbabwe fans turn against their own side and cheer for Australia in their 100-run hammering. He came up with a heroic batting performance to woo them back, smashing 94 off 63 balls, Zimbabwe's highest individual T20 score, to lift their hopes and morale. But it wasn't enough to see his side to victory. This meant Zimbabwe were also knocked out of the tri-series with one game to play. This is cricket, and Zimbabwe keep not doing well in cricket, and we hope something's going to happen, and we're going to have something else better coming up. So this is the news in Zimbabwe, and this is what happened in Zimbabwe throughout the week from Monday to Friday, and I'm going to move right along and have some music playing and also just chit-chat on a few things that have transpired in Zimbabwe. So you still listen to Game Motiva, please get a hold of us on all social media platforms. The hashtag is GTWEVibe, and you can also tweet me at Guillermo TWE and the station at cliffcentral.com, or just live stream on www.cliffcentral.com.
Don't worry, cause everything's gonna be alright. Mama, baby, I send you all right. Wakajida ukandiburira alright. Unonibata se zaire kundora. Yau nana monta bada wara. Waka neto vese tomajira alright. Let me be the one and you can be the one.
time the my mana. Up and I want 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 time the my mana.
That was Maimwana by Takura. It's one of the biggest songs so far in Zimbabwe, and the video is just as incredible. It was filmed by Andy Kata, the gentleman I mentioned earlier on. He's one of the best videographers in the country. And so just moving a little bit to the social scenes, the dates for the Intwasa Arts Festival were released this week, and the Intwasa Arts Festival is going to be happening from the 26th to the 29th of September, under the theme, I'm trying to find the theme, I can't find it. Okay, under the theme Realities and Experiences. So this is going to happen in Bulawayo, and possibly very soon they're going to be opening up calls for artists to come and submit their works and for possible participation. And also, on the other hand, Shoko Festival released their dates. They're going to be running from the 28th to the 30th of September. And these two festivals have always been clashing in terms of dates, so I think we're just used to that now. I mean, it's been years of them running. And on another note, Loud Africa is having their auditions in Gweru, and Loud Africa is a singing competition that is running on ZBC TV, Zimbabwe Broadcasting Corporation TV, and they're having auditions in Gweru at the moment at Pablo's Gweru, which is the new complex where they speak and pay. And also they'll be coming to Bulawayo from the 13th to the 15th of July, and the auditions are going to be held at Crystal Nightclub, which is along Robert Mugabe and 10th Avenue, right by the corner, and that's where the auditions are happening. So if you think you have a voice and you feel like you want to be on a reality singing competition, make sure that you go through to Loud Africa auditions in Gweru and in Bulawayo, and be a part. And let me see what else is happening. And tonight at 6 p.m. in Harare, the First Friday is happening, and it's a music and storytelling event which is going to be featuring Fungai Nengare, Sonny Germain, DJ Made Her Believe, and Louis the Prince. And it's happening at the National Gallery of Zimbabwe in Harare, and it's starting at 6 p.m. only at $5. So make sure that you go through and you attend if you are into storytelling and music. And talking about Sonny Germain, I'm going to be having him on the show next week, Friday at 1 p.m. He's going to be giving me an exclusive on his new book, his debut book that he recently launched. And it talks on sex, it talks on relationships, it talks on controversial stuff, it talks on anything and everything. There's no limits, and it's uncensored, just like here at Cliff Central. And I think I'm going to close by just encouraging you guys to go and vote, especially if you're in Zimbabwe. Please make sure you go vote, and also make sure you keep safe, because these roads that we travel on are not safe. Thank you so much for tuning to the Gilmore Tea Vibe here on Clip Central. Make sure you join me again next week, same time, same place. It's 1 p.m. And you can also live stream on www.clipcentral.com and hashtag GTEE Vibe, or you can tweet me at Gilmore TEE and at the station at clipcentral.com. And thank you so much to all the musicians that submitted their music. Shout out to Muse, Stones, Moyo, Asaf, a few kings, Young Tyrant, who I'm going to be playing out with. I'm going to play his song for the night. And also shout out to Takura for the music. So thank you so much, guys, for tuning in. Until next week, same time, same place. God bless, and enjoy the rest of your listenership. Up next is O'Neill Africa. So please don't go anywhere. Keep tuning in to Clip Central. My name is Gilmore T, the Global Citizen. God bless and enjoy.
I'm not much of a smoker, but tonight I'm on the prod. She not much of a drinker, but she down with dirty sprites. And when I'm with my niggas, she don't wanna start a fight.
when we left the fender, we was ready for the night. I'm not much of a smoker, but tonight I'm on the pot. She not much of a drinker, but she down with dirty Sprite. And when I'm with my niggas, she don't wanna start a fight. Cause when we left the fender, we was ready for the night. Ready for the night, yeah. 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 Middle finger to a hater, while I'm thumbing through the paper. I done came from a dark route, where nobody stuck a hand out. Had to hustle, had to camp out. Couple doors we had to break down. Ski mask and a chainsaw. Had to gamble and it paid off. Take a look at where we came from. We done came from the trenches. From the city all benches. To the leather in the benchy. More rose, more lust me. All the jealousy and envy. Women saying that I changed them. Cause I only spend change on. I'm much of a smoker, but tonight I'm on the pot. She not much of a drinker, but she down with dirty Sprite. And when I'm with my niggas, she don't wanna start a fight. Cause when we left the fender, we was ready for the night. I'm not much of a smoker, but tonight I'm on the pot. She not much of a drinker, but she down with dirty Sprite. And when I'm with my niggas, she don't wanna start a fight. Cause when we left the fender, we was ready for the night. Ready for the night, yeah. 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 I went and did what they couldn't do. Had to break out with some new excuse. But the truth got a lot to prove. They already know they about to lose. She already know got the juice. Should've long overdue. We the reason why they over y'all. You the reason why they over you. Had yours and you lost it. Had the ball and you dropped it. Hell yeah, I still got mine. Taking mine to the coffee. Two shots of that strong shit. Pick and ring, that's a promise. Niggas saying that I changed them. Cause I chose a different lane. I'm not much of a smoker, but tonight I'm on the pot. She not much of a drinker, but she down with dirty Sprite. And when I'm with my niggas, she don't wanna start a fight. Cause when we left the fender, we was ready for the night. I'm not much of a smoker, but tonight I'm on the pot. She not much of a drinker, but she down with dirty Sprite. And when I'm with my niggas, she don't wanna start a fight. Cause when we left the fender, we was ready for the night. Ready for the night, yeah. 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 Ready for the night, yeah.
This is CliffCentral.com.